Let me just get that hairball out of my throat. I've got to stop licking my fur. All right, so maybe this is what I like about Donald Trump, all right? He calls it the way he sees it, all right? And he says the things that you wish you could say, and calling it for what it is. The liberal media, most notably CNN, having a complete meltdown now because Donald Trump lamented from the Oval Office, why do we bring in so many people from whole countries? Yeah, he said, yeah, I can't say it on the air. He said, whole countries. And you know, I have to ask the same thing. It's the kind of thing that seems to make sense. Why do we want to flood America with people from countries that have problems? Some of these countries, for example, El Salvador and Guatemala and places like that. Did you realize that those countries, when it comes to the murder rate in the world, for example, are among the very most accomplished? Guatemala, number 5 on the murder rate list. El Salvador, number 4. Belize, number 3. Venezuela, number 2. And the number 1 most murderous country in the world is Honduras. Number 1. Check your lists. Check them twice. No need to find out who's naughty and nice because they're dead. So the president makes a valid point. Uses some rough language to get there. It's perfectly okay if Joe Biden says this is a big deal when something gets passed. A big effing deal is perfectly fine. It just depends on who it is. And so, of course, there's a meltdown. There's a complete meltdown on CNN and elsewhere about this just proves that Donald Trump is a racist. No, it proves that he's got a brain. Because why would we import MS-13 people wholesale from countries? That's because this is the bulk of the problem. Donald Trump wants merit-based immigration, as America should. And guess what? If you meet the criteria and you're from Guatemala or El Salvador or Haiti, come on in. You're welcome to be here. And if you don't, stay in your whole country. Fact of the matter is, it's common sense. Why are we having all these people from these old countries come here, the president said. In comments first reported by the Washington Post, the president referring to people from Haiti, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras, and African countries in the temporary protected status program, a source in the meeting told Fox News. By the way, if you'd like to expand the list to see who else is on the highest murder rate list in the world, you will also find Colombia, South Africa, St. Kitts, Swaziland, and Jamaica. Those are your top 10. Rounding out your top 10 today. For the most violent and ugly places in the world. People that don't want to learn English. People that don't want to assimilate into America. People that don't want to come here to be productive. They want to come here and do I don't know what, but not be where they are now because they want to leave their third world hellholes and come here. And then they want to turn America into that same third world hellhole. Now, am I racist for saying that? Of course not. I'm being honest with you. I don't even know what the makeup of is, say, of Venezuela. I don't know what the makeup is of South Africa when it gets to the people that are coming here. I don't have any idea. Or Colombia. I don't much care. We invite people here from the nation of India and China and Vietnam and Korea. These are not white people. More than happy to bring them here because they contribute. Now, the group of Americans are those that are working on becoming American with the lowest unemployment rate every year without fail are the Asians that come here because they want to work hard and assimilate and get involved with America. So, I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and say anything, but thank you for saying what other people think, having the common sense to say the right thing. It's all because the president balked at an immigration plan that would protect people from Haiti and Africa, demanding to know why the White House would want to do that. Basically, he said, why would we rather get people from places like Norway? Mr. Trump's remarks left members of Congress attending the meeting in a cabinet room alarmed and mystified, says the New York Times. They were there discussing an emergency bipartisan deal to give legal status to immigrants illegally brought to the United States as children. Those people, of course, speak on the condition of anonymity. When Mr. Trump heard that Haitians were among those who would benefit, he asked if they could be left out of the plan. After all, we already have 60,000 Haitians living in places like Orlando alone. Here, they're not citizens. Maybe we've done enough for the nation of Haiti. That's what he might be suggesting. It is Free for All Friday. That means the phone lines are open at 888-900-9966. The Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Let's go to Steve, standing by in Lansing to start the day. Steve, are you all wound up?
You know, I haven't talked to you in a while, and I think you fell down some stairs and hit your head.
Oh,
you've forgotten the fact that no matter what you do and how you do it, you're always going to have somebody standing in the distance, whining, crying, and complaining. You know, it's easy to complain. What do you have for a solution, you people?
No, wait a second. Hold on.
What do you have for a solution?
Oh, hold on. I hit my head. Now you're whining and complaining about my whining and complaining.
No matter what you do, it can't be right. You'll never please them. You forgot that.
No. Life lesson from my father. There are some people that go through life with a pinched nerve, and there's nothing you can do to make them happy. My father taught me that life lesson.
Were you that pinched nerve? Hey, were you that pinched nerve for your dad?
Sometimes.
Yeah,
sure
keep
was.
Keep smiling. You gotta go.
Wrecked the lawnmower I did. I'll never forget it. Yeah, I was 7 years old, jumping up and down on the lawnmower in the garage. Broke the housing. Yeah, he turned about as red as a beefsteak tomato. I'm just glad I survived that day. At any rate, Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. By the way, the Black Caucus says, make America great again is nothing more than a code to make America white again. So for any of you African-American supporters and Hispanic supporters and, you know, supporters of any background, if you're not Lily White, you're in the wrong party because Donald Trump is simply making the comment using dog whistle words to make America white again. Now you know, you fools. Yeah. Anyhow, it's just unbelievable. And they're parading around. And they need their new crisis of the day because they have no plan. They have no policy. The platform for the Democrats 2018, raise taxes, open the border, and take your guns. There's the Democratic platform. Do you really think that's going to work in November? Free for All Friday on the Steve Griffin Show. How you doing?